Today I will talk a little on Christianity, like a short overview. I worked about a week on this, and I this morning I felt like I need another week to finish it off, but I think I finished it off pretty all right. Hope it encourages some people a little. First, we can ask, what is a Christian and what is involved in Christianity? Today, if someone believes in Jesus Christ, he can call himself or herself a Christian. But there's more than just believing in Jesus Christ to be a Christian. The word Christian comes from the Greek word Christiano, which literally means a follower of Christ. Okay, let's turn to Acts 11, verse 26. And I'll just read the last sentence here. It says, "And the disciples were first called Christian at Antioch." So the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. We know the 12 apostles followed Jesus Christ. They were followers of Christ's teaching. And a disciple is a student. And a student is a learner. Also, Christianity is a way of life. It is a God's way of life. The basic law of God are the Ten Commandments. I'd like to read James 1:25. It says, "But he who looks unto the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." And also I'd like to read James 2, verse 8. James 2, verse 8 reads, "If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well." And then it goes on there, but I'll just read that part because I want to, my point is, the Ten Commandments in James tell us that they are a perfect royal law of liberty. And that royal law, when they say royal law, they mean it came from a king, Jesus Christ. So the Ten Commandments reveal the great love of God that he has for us, his children, and they were given to us for our own good. They are a reflection of the perfect character of God, which can be summed up in the word love, for God is love. That's 1 John 4:16. And if we read 1 Corinthians 13, they call that the love chapter. We will see that the very character of Jesus Christ is written there in 1 Corinthians 13. And the Ten Commandments were magnified by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to fulfill and magnify the law. We can see that if we read Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. There is the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. A Christian has to keep both. Also, a follower of Christ keeps the weekly Sabbath, like Jesus Christ kept it, and also keep the seven annual holy days. The seven-day Sabbath looks backward as a memorial to remind us of the fact that God is creator, ruler, sustainer. And it looks forward to Christ's coming rule in the millennium, when mankind will experience rest from war, poverty, fear, and suffering. The seven annual holy days also reveal that God has a great, wonderful purpose and a plan for all mankind. The seven annual holy day give the overview of the working out of God's plan for man, step by step. You know, the reason man's full awesome potential is not understood by the professing Christian world today is because most churches have neglected the very days God says are holy to Him. Also, a Christian's life, as revealed in the Bible, is one of overcoming and growing spiritually, spiritually mature, like Jesus Christ gave us the very basic of real Christianity in what is commonly called the Sermon on the Mount. That's in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And they are called the Beatitudes. And Beatitudes means supreme blessedness and happiness if kept. Excuse me. First John 2:6 says, a Christian should strive to follow Christ, to imitate His example, to walk with Him. And to walk with God means to obey His laws and to do those things which are pleasing in His sight. We should seek to do God's will in every aspect of our life. And Revelation 5:10 says that God will make us kings and priests and shall reign on the earth. And we shall reign on the earth with Him. And if we are to be priests, the priests, they teach. A priest is a teacher. Like a minister in God's church. A minister in God's church was giving a sermon years ago, and he said, brethren, we are here to learn to teach. So today in God's church, we're still here to learn and to eventually teach. We have all these booklets here and to help us. And there's many sermons on the internet, and then every week we have sermons by the pastors to help us. To help us to grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and to learn His way. So we can teach it later in the millennium. As a Christian, we also have to overcome. We have a lot to overcome. Satan, this world, ourselves, and no one can overcome for us. We have to put out the effort to become the kind of spiritual-minded person God can use in His kingdom. And in Romans 8 tells us, if we make it, we will rule the earth with Jesus Christ, and then the vast universe. So let's be good Christian and follow Jesus Christ's example and walk like Jesus Christ walked in love and service to others.